you have to be concerned about Hurts. I mean, you just do. I mean, he's just making too many mistakes. He's just making too many mistakes. And it's going to be very hard to keep winning if he's going to keep making mistakes the way he's making them. Do you realize, I mean, we've all talked endlessly about giveaway, takeaway, turnover ratio, how that is the biggest single indicator of wins and losses in the NFL. It just is. I mean, that's the game today. Do you realize the last time, you know how far back you have to go for the last game when the Eagles came out on the plus of giveaway, takeaway?
How far back?
Kansas City last year.
That's brutal.
That's crazy.
11, it's been 11 games since you won giveaway, takeaway. You didn't even win it yesterday.
Yeah, it's a long time. The voice of Ray Dittinger there with the morning show. I'll give you another stat. The last time the Eagles had a winning record through 3 weeks, despite losing the turnover battle all three games, was 2012. That season ended up at 4-12. So they have to, we all know it. They have to stop turning the football over, specifically the quarterback. 215-592-9494. All right, so this morning, unless I'm driving in, Jason Kelsey's on. It's always great to have Kelsey in the studio with the morning team on Thursdays from 7:30 to 8:30, which is like right in the crux of my drive. So I'm listening to Jason Kelsey. And he was asked about Jalen Hurts, which is obviously going to be a big topic this season. What does he think about how Hurts has played? And he agreed with Hugh that Jalen is getting better. Here's Jason this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think Jalen's a really good quarterback. He's among the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think that he's, if you look at his win percentage, he's far and away over the past three seasons one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, last year there was some issues. Turnover started creeping up in the second half of the season. We really struggled. And that's not only Jalen, that's everybody included on the offense and defense. But I think that he's looked a lot better this year. I think that they're showing a lot more promise. He looks more comfortable. He's handling the blitz much better. There has been clear development in all of these weaker areas. And I expect the turnovers to get corrected. And I thought the end of last game didn't end in an interception, which I really liked. I think that there are far worse quarterback problems to have. Jalen Hurts isn't a quarterback problem. He's a fantastic player, and he's getting better. And I think the biggest thing you want to see with players is how do they respond to adversity. Last year was really the biggest form of adversity that Jalen has had to this point of his career, coming out of a Super Bowl run and all of us struggling, but including him down the stretch.
So I agree with some of the things Jason said there. Specifically, I don't think Jalen is a problem by any means. I mean, he's a good player, and he's good. I mean, let's be real, right? There's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the NFL. Jalen Hurts is not that. But it does. I hear him say it, that he's getting better. And, Hugh, I just keep going back to he has six turnovers in three games. That's the one part that isn't getting better, right? Maybe the completion percentage is higher. It looks, I mean, he's way better against the blitz so far this season. Maybe it feels like he's in more command and he's confident. But those six turnovers.
Yeah, you can't. That's something that you can't look past.
But, I can't.
But for me, picking up the blitz a lot better, seeing the field a lot better. Got to take care of the football a little bit better. It's not a loaf of bread. It's a baby. Look at it like it's a baby. Cradle that baby. Make sure you keep that baby comfortable, and no harm comes to the baby.
You do not drop the baby on the Super Bowl Superdome turf. You can't
do that. Drop the baby. You can, like a loaf of bread. You know, you carry a loaf of bread. You drop that, pick it up, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't do it, but you don't do the baby like that. You gotta remember that. But I think his decision making at times has been good. And the thing that Jason said that really jumps out to me is that a lot of times you see young quarterbacks, and I'm just using this as an example because of the adversity that he's facing right now. Now, this does not mean that he's going to be bad his whole career, but right now he's in the valley. Bryce Young, like when he rolled out, it was before he got benched. He had a play, and I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it. Where he rolled out, like he was, and he waved the receiver down the field like he was about to launch it, and took a sack.
He got crushed, yeah.
He got crushed on that play, and you look at that, and everybody can see that was a bad decision. That was a bad decision. Jalen's not doing that. And the thing that jumps out to me about Jalen is the adversity. He has overcome that because he didn't play as good in the first half as he did in the second half.
That's
a huge indicator.
Fourth quarter, Joe. He was good on Sunday.
That's a huge indicator.
Last drive. I mean, I give him credit. He made the check. He saw a man, got it, ran across. Obviously, the defenders ran into each other, and they made a big play. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Because, really, this is the whole thing. it's not about what is he? Is he getting better? Right? Like any, I always think in sports you're either getting better or you're getting worse. I think it's pretty rare you stay exactly the same. You're getting better, you're getting worse, and we need him to get better off where he was last year. Is he getting better? Let's go to the phone lines here. Paul in Chester County. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going? How are you guys doing today?
Good, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
What's up, buddy?
On?
What are you thinking?
Hey, man, I think he's improving, but not improving enough for us. We want to see him take that giant leap that he becomes the superstar quarterback.
He's already that.
He's a superstar?
He's already a superstar quarterback.
Superstar?
Okay, let me do me a favor. Since y'all don't think he's a superstar.
I don't think he's a superstar.
Go turn on the commercials tonight and see who's on them.
Well, that doesn't matter to me as much.
I mean, it doesn't matter to you, but it matters to people that are paying him money.
He
is a superstar.
But I want him to play like a superstar.
No,
or
and
play,
I think
play
he
like
will.
A star. I don't even need superstar. Paul, I need him to play like a star quarterback, and right now he's playing like a pretty good quarterback.
Well, he's a star. He has his moments. He's a star. He did some good stuff, honey. He did some stuff that
he
we
did.
Should
have been proud of. Sure he did. I mean, he let a game-winning drive. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
But I'm just the type of fan I am. I'm not the fan that's going to rag on a guy. These guys are professional athletes. You are a professional athlete. You have a job that millions of people want and can't get. I'm not that guy going to sit in a chair and tell you I played high school football, did. No, I don't, and I hate when guys get on to do it. But I like when you say stuff, when you give your point. You know, most of the time I agree, sometimes I don't, but that's what I think, that's the kind of fan I am. If I'm an Eagles fan, I'm an Eagles fan. I'm not a fair weather fan. I'm the fan that every year at the beginning of the season, I say they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's the kind of fan I am.
Optimistic. Yeah, hopeful.
Very optimistic. Yeah, and nothing wrong with that.
And I think a lot of people like to be like that. Paul, we appreciate it. I think that another point, Ben, to go off what you just said, Paul, and we appreciate your phone call. Because sometimes people get frustrated at me because I was a big Jalen fan when he first got to the league, and I wanted him to play. And I saw something that he could be really good. And I thought in 2020, there was a whole thing here after 2021 that they should go get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. And
good
I didn't
luck.
Want...
I'm glad you didn't do either
one of those. I didn't want any of those guys. I wanted to stick with Jalen. Aaron Rodgers also was in play. I wanted Jalen Hurts to be the quarterback. But I want more than Jalen Hurts like being a Jalen Hurts guy. I want the Eagles to win. Like that's the whole point to me. And I need him to play. I need him to get better for them to win the Super Bowl.
I think that's where everybody's coming from. But I think as fans, we tend to forget that this is a process.
That's fair. It is.
This is a process. And the guy that starts the season... It, just because he's starting the season this way doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to end up this way. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are on a rough patch right now. Even though they're winning.
I mean, they're 3-0. Yeah.
They are 3-0, but he's thrown a lot of picks. And even last year, they had some hiccups. And the year before that, if I'm not mistaken, they had a few hiccups as the season progressed. But as it got better, as it got older, as the season matured, they started to play better. This is not the team that we see right now. Is not the team that is going to be in December. Now, we've seen glimpses of greatness. Like, we've seen flashes. I look at Jalen the same way that I look at a Bryce Huff or I look at that defense in the way that they play Sunday. This just for us might take a little bit longer for Jalen to get to where we want him to be. But I think he's on the right track. And I think that's how I choose to look at it.
Yeah, I guess it's hard for me to say that until I start seeing the turnovers go away. Kyle, where do you come down on Jalen as we're in year five of the career, year one of Kellen Moore, and we're trying to figure out, is he actually getting better at this stage?
So, I guess what I'm going to say is probably going to sound waffly, but I feel like I'm trying to thread the needle here between two things that I think. Do I think that he is good enough for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl playing like this? I don't. I don't believe that. I think he needs to clean up turnovers and a few other things, holding on to the ball too long, stuff like that. But I guess when I think about your question, I'm thinking about the way that he seemed to be trending at the end of last year, and he seemed to be trending towards utter disaster. Like the safety that he took in the Tampa Bay game.
That's fair.
Some of those brutal, like I think he had like a 40% completion percentage in the Giants game at the end of the year. Like, he was horrible. I actually do see improvements in a lot of those areas this year to where, I mean, the blitz stuff, we don't even talk about that anymore because he's gotten a lot better at it. He's completing, I think, like 70% of his passes this year. He's 76% completion percentage the last two games. The turnovers, yeah, like I'm There's no excuse for those. I don't care whose fault is what, because the ball's being turned over. It's being given to the other team.
Well, especially the fumble. Like the fumble on Sunday. On the break, you and I were talking about the interception. You could talk about, did Devontae run not a crisp route? The fumble, he fumbled. Yeah,
correct.
That's on him.
Correct. And we don't do that for every other quarterback where we're looking at whose fault is what. So, like, we don't really have a baseline there. The turnovers have to be cleaned up. But I do see a quarterback that seems to be more in control of the offense. He's spreading the ball around. He's throwing the ball accurately. He's just occasionally making a bad decision, which, again, I don't think is good enough. But he also looks better as a runner this year. So I think the arrow for Jalen Hurts is pointing more upward than it is, you know, staying flat or the same at this point.
Yeah, and to your point on the blitz stuff. So here's Jalen Hurts' completion percentage, Hugh, against the blitz this year. 71.4 against the blitz. Last year was 60.5. That is a major difference.
Last year didn't look like he had a clue. He had a clue.
You know what? A big test is coming this week, too.
Yeah, they're coming after Jalen.
Todd Bowles has had his number in the NFL. I mean, I know he beat him, last year around this time of the year? They went down to Tampa and won. But in general, Todd Bowles has had Jalen's number. So this is going to be a big, big test this week. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this morning?
What's
up, Will? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, listen, man. This is my thing with Jalen. Just start taking accountability and the rest of the teammates. See, a lot of times, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm the problem, but I'm also the solution. You know what I'm saying? So whatever he needs to work on and get better at, understand that it's a problem, but you could solve it by, you know, putting the work in, practicing more. But the whole thing is, now that I wanted to talk about that play that Sirianni called last week. Right?
The run to Saquon on fourth down instead of the field goal?
Right.
Yeah.
That would have been a good play, but it was at the wrong moment, number one. Number two, they didn't disguise it. They should have fought. If they'd have had the same formation as the tush push, they probably would have got him. But when they saw Goddard line up on the line, that's when they knew it wasn't going to be a tush push.
Yeah, they weren't fooled at all from that play. Yeah.
Right. And last thing, man, Jalen has overcome a lot of things, right? And we don't give him the credit. I would like to see all them quarterbacks that we consider elite quarterbacks to go through and continuously prove themselves with all these different offensive coordinators he had to go through, different teammates, different adjustments he had to make. I would like to see all them elite quarterbacks do them things that Jalen has done. He's going to be good this season. His decision making, yes, he has to improve on, but I think More likely his timing also. He got to get his timing down a little bit better. And this Sunday, we're going to show that, listen, we got four players out, four of our best players, and we still going to run through these guys and, you know, let people know that we're not nothing to mess with.
Well, I hope you're right, and Will, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so two things off of what Will said there. One, he mentioned that Jalen's had to overcome a lot of things, right, like different coordinators and whatnot. He also has had a lot of talent around him. I mean, can we be fair? I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't he's not swimming upstream here. He's got Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. I know those guys are banged up right now, and I don't know if they're going to play on Sunday. But his whole career, he's had talent. I mean, in college, he had CeeDee Lamb playing receiver for him at Oklahoma. He had Waddle and Smith and all these NFL players at Alabama. It's not like he's been dragging along all these talentless players. As far as the accountability thing, I feel like Jalen has been better this year with accountability. Here's what he said after the game Sunday about the turnovers.
Obviously, I got to do a better job of protecting the ball. I trust my guys to make plays, but I got to be better with that. You know, and the fumble is unacceptable in that, regardless of the circumstances. And so I own all of those things, and I learn from it, you know, and I continue to be the best I can for my team.
I feel like that's accountability, Hugh. I mean,
he is. He's being accountable. I mean, like, listen, it's some cats, you sit up there, you hear them talk, and they talk about everything else about what they did and how it affected what they did affected the team. So I think he's being accountable for his actions.
Well, the quarterback here before him every week would say, I'm playing my game. You know, I'm trying to make a play like that. The one thing about Jalen in terms of accountability, he does often say, what does he say? Like either you win or you learn.
You win or you learn.
Yeah, well, I need you to learn to stop throwing the ball, you know, late into coverage. Like we've done it enough now that we should stop doing that. Jeff in Wilmington, what's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What are you thinking?
So, I'm kind of like Kyle. Like, he has improved over last year with the way picking up defenses and just distributing the ball better. if he would cut out the turnovers, man, I don't even think we would be talking about whether he's improved or not improved. You know what I mean?
I agree. Like, because it would change everything. I mean, if you take the turnovers out, because his completion percentage is up, he's better against the blitz, it would change his passer rating. Of course,
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of this, there's a lot of things that go into being what he's become, mainly different coordinators. You know, when he got drafted, nobody thought he was going to be this. No one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if the Eagles did. So he had that really great season in 2022, and then that seems to be the bar that's got to be reached every single year. And it takes a team effort to get back to that level. Now, whether or not he's improved on reading defenses, I'm sure he has, because we can't say that he couldn't read defenses last year, but this year it may be the offense or the line are reading defenses better. You know what I mean? Like, you can't blame him, but then not give him credit for when it goes well. So that seems to be a thing too with some fans.
Jeff, I agree with that. I think he has gotten better at reading stuff. It's just I feel like he's forcing it. That's where the turnovers are coming from. It's not that he's not seeing it. It's like if he's getting to it a little late and then he's throwing the ball in. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, the other part about this, and you've seen a lot of quarterbacks, you played against a lot, you've seen a lot. Like, it's not always the trajectory just goes up. It's like a roller coaster. Josh Allen, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, kind of broke out, right?
Yeah.
And then he kind of went down a little bit the last 2 years. It feels like he's come back up again.
Well, he's off to the best start of his career right now, because you're talking about, like, it's funny that you bring him up, because I looked up his stats over the years. Like, Josh has thrown like 78 picks in his career. He's thrown for a lot of yards, but there was a lot of times where, you know, he put the ball in harm's way, and I think that comes with being a quarterback.
But it feels like it's changed now for him.
This year it feels like it's changed for him.
If I remember last year, towards the end, he didn't throw many picks. Like, it feels like he's on, this is the best I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, and that's because, I think part of that is because they're still throwing the ball a lot, but they're a much more balanced team. And I think that with the run working as well as it has been for him, James Cook has been balling for them this year, that teams are playing, they're more run heavy, and that allows for the pass to be there. See, this is all about balance, and I think right now Jalen's trying to find that balance, because we've seen a lot of times in these games, when I think back on the games that I've seen the last three, and I think about them, we're a pass-centric team, and a lot of times I feel like we go into the game and we don't get Saquon involved early enough to allow some of that passing that we love to do work better.
What was it? For only five carries at the half on Sunday?
Yeah, something like
now,
that.
He ended up with a good amount, but it started off less.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where, in order, like, I feel like you have to establish what you're trying to do early on. Like, we know Saquon can run the ball. We know he's a good runner. No question about that. He needs to be involved in offense a lot early, and then that opens up the passing lanes for us a lot more, because he's a threat running the football. When you go out in the game, and I never understood this, when you have a running back of that caliber and you go out in the game, you're trying to set up plays or hit plays down the field, and you haven't established anything during the course of that game, kind of puts your offense – it's just weird to me. It's just weird to see teams do that.
You know, and with him, I mean, he's been so good so far this year, and you never know when he's going to break one. I mean, he's broken two huge runs that have changed games here. Anthony in Irvington. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
What's up, Anthony? Man? What are you thinking today?
Hey, man, Jalen, I give him credit. He's reading defenses a lot better, but come on, man. How long has he been playing quarterback? He should know how to do that.
He's been playing a long time. I mean, back to college, so now, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but Anthony,
come on, man.
Josh Allen been playing a long time, too, and he's just not figuring it out. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but that's not always the case for quarterbacks. It takes them a while. Some quarterbacks, it takes a while.
That's fair, but even with Josh Allen, when he was throwing picks, there was a lot of production. It was 40 touchdowns to 18 picks. We don't get that with Jalen.
We don't get that with Jalen, man. Jalen, I believe – he could turn things around. Jalen just needs to be coached real hard, man. We are really missing Shane Steichen, man. Shane Steichen was the best thing that ever happened to Jalen. Probably the best thing that happened to us, man. We need Shane Steichen.
Well, it's gonna be hard to get him back. Hard, I don't know if we can get him back. It's gonna be kind of challenging to do that. I'd love him back, Anthony.
Money.
How are we gonna get him at Indianapolis?
No, I'm just talking, man.
Hey, man, yeah, Saquon only having five carries going into the half. Like you, I get what you're saying. We have to establish things early. I'm going to give you a bad analogy. It's like dating. If you meet a woman and your wallet is always open, you always handing out, giving her money, that's what she's going to expect throughout the course of the relationship. You can't just switch it on and on.
Yeah, that's not a bad analogy.
That's not a great analogy. I'm sorry.
That's a pretty good analogy.
I like it.
You can't date with your wallet open. That might be a Daily Douglas.
Yeah, you're speaking of Hugh's heart right there.
That might be a Daily Douglas.
Yeah, man. You buy your nice things, you meet her, you take her out. She's going to expect that all the time, man. But this is not like, do you love me or do you want my money? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. That's a good analogy, though.
Well, and he's their best player, right? And this Sunday is going to be, Anthony, we appreciate the call. This Sunday will be interesting if they don't have Devontae or AJ, you know, because, you know, it's obviously their best player is going to be Saquon Barkley. Look, I know we're looking for improvement off of last year, and we're seeing some of that, but I'm looking for him to be more towards the level he was 2 years ago, and I'm not there. Like, the turnovers need to stop, and they got to start stopping Sunday.
Well, look at it like this, Joe. The player that he was 2 years ago, if this could help you out a little bit, was a player that was not trusted to throw the football as much as you need to be successful.
So, yes and no, but they were up a lot in games, and that's why he didn't throw in the second half.
Yeah, they were, but going into the game, you're looking at the stat line, he wasn't throwing it more than like 15, 16 times a game.
I know, but those 15 passes, they were up 27-3.
Yeah,
they
because
dominated.
That defense was playing well, you were trying to establish some things. It evolves and it changes, and quarterbacks have to adjust. This is eerily similar to me to when Patrick Mahomes went through that year where all the storylines were, has the NFL figured out Patrick Mahomes? He's not the guy that he used to be. And you have to handle that adversity. You have to be a better quarterback on the other side. You got to come through all of that.
I mean, to your analogy there, that's a good analogy. On Monday, if Jalen throws a pick or two this coming Sunday, that's going to be the story Monday.
Oh no, it's
first gonna,
listen.
I mean, that it's definitely there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Is Jalen Hurts getting better? Jason Kelce said it this morning. Hugh believes it. I was just taken aback when Jason said that. Not that I think Jalen's playing poorly. I just that I hadn't thought of it like that because I don't think he's getting better. I think he's playing okay, but he needs to be better in my mind for this team to win a Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Rhea will join us in studio 11. More from Jason Kelce this morning as well, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.